This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A gunman opened fire Monday night at a Michigan State University, killing three people, wounding four more individuals. The police surge frightened students and others to shelter in place as they searched for the suspect. Hundreds of officers were scouring the East Lansing campus about 90 miles northwest of Detroit for the suspect, who police described as a short black man with red shoes, a jean jacket, and a ball cap. The shootings began shortly before 8:30 p.m. at Berkeley Hall, an academic building, and also occurred nearby at the Student Union, a popular gathering spot. That's according to Chris Rossman, the interim deputy chief of the campus police department. Students were ordered to shelter in place for hours. Rossman urged parents to stay away altogether. The White House on Monday defended the shootdowns of three unidentified objects in as many as days, even as it acknowledged that officials had no indication the objects were intended for surveillance, in the same manner as the high-altitude Chinese balloon that traversed American airspace earlier in the month. Three objects, including one shot down Sunday over Lake Huron, were unmanned and traveling at such a low altitude as to pose a risk to civilian commercial air traffic. Myanmar's military government plans to allow people who are loyal to the nation, including government employees and retired military personnel, to carry licensed firearms, but they must comply with orders from local authorities to participate in security and law enforcement actions, according to the military and media reports. This is VOA News. The United States has renewed a warning that it will defend its treaty ally if Filipino forces come under an armed attack in the disputed South China Sea after a Chinese Coast Guard ship allegedly hit a Philippine patrol vessel with military-grade laser that temporarily blinded some of the crew. A U.S. State Department spokesperson, Ned Price, on Monday in Washington said China's dangerous operational behavior directly threatens regional peace and stability. Earlier, the Philippines said the Chinese ship's February 6 action against the Filipino vessel at the Philippine-occupied shoal violated Manila's sovereign rights. But Beijing countered later Monday that it was the Philippine vessel that trespassed into Chinese waters, prompting the Coast Guard to respond. Jurors have begun hearing testimony on whether to give the death sentence to an Islamic extremist who killed eight people by driving down a New York City bike path. It's a very rare penalty in a state that has not executed anyone in 60 years. A prosecutor said on Monday that 35-year-old Saifullo Saipov is unrepentant. Prosecutors say they'll aim to make jurors understand the emotional ramifications of his vow to kill as many people as possible. The defense urged letting him to spend life in prison. His lawyer said that unlike Saipov, the jurors should not seek death as a solution. The attack took place in 2017 on Halloween holiday. U.S. President Joe Biden and his predecessor Donald Trump are preparing for a possible rematch in 2024, but a new poll finds a notable lack of enthusiasm within the parties for either man as his party's leader, and a clear opening for new leadership. The poll from the Associated Press Newark Center for Public Affairs Research finds a third of both Democrats and Republicans are unsure of who they want leading their party. No single Democrat captivates single or significant support. Meanwhile, a minority of Republicans coalesce around a couple of individuals. A relative of the late Chilean poet Pablo Neruda says forensic experts have determined that the Nobel Prize winner died of poisoning nearly 50 years ago. The revelation Monday by the nephew Rodolfo Reyes is the latest turn in one of the great debates of post-coup Chile. The long-stated official position has been that Neruda died of complications from prostate cancer, but the poet's driver argued for decades that he was poisoned. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.